So let's go to the cricket. Another good win by Australia in the ODI against India. The batting, I mean, it was top notch. I mean, started with Finch and Warner, and then Smith and Labuschagne and Maxwell, just terrific.
Yeah, it's been a great start to the series, hasn't it? You can't fault the Aussies at all. Great way to kick things off. As you say, our batting's been outstanding, fantastic. Only downside of the game yesterday, of course, was the injury to David Warner after suffering that groin injury. So he went off the scan, so hopefully we'll find out the result of that pretty soon. But the way he sort of hobbled off the field didn't look real good, did it? So fingers crossed he's probably going to miss the rest of the ODI and T20 series, but hopefully it doesn't affect his test summer. That would be devastating for Australia. So fingers crossed he's okay, but it just takes the gloss off a fantastic series win, isn't it? So they've only got one game to go, so wrapped up the series and some excellent catching as well. Yep. They haven't really put a foot wrong, the Aussies.
Yeah, terrific. The Sydney Thunder, the underdogs in the WBBL final, but got the job done. They were terrific.
Yeah, they were, weren't they? The Stars, were awful, really, in that final the other night. Obviously, bowled out really cheaply for only 86, and the Thunder chasing that down comfortably they weren't bowled out. They got to their 20 overs at only 86 runs for the Stars, and Thunder chasing it down in the 14th over. So a comfortable win. I think it's their second WBBL title. So they're a very good team. I finished third on the ladder, I think. So a great result for them to come from where they did.
Yep, Rachel Haynes, just great. What a season she's had in the WBBL. Terrific player. And just on local cricket, now you might want to follow this up in your WinTV news tonight. A bloke playing in the Mersey Valley Cricket Association on the weekend, Luke Girard, took the figures of 9 for 4 from 7 overs, including 2 hat-tricks.
Incredible. What do you say about that, hey?
I've never heard of someone taking 2 hat-tricks in the one innings before, but Luke did on the weekend. So
you should have got 10, Darren. What's wrong with you?
I know, right? Good on you, Luke, if you're listening. That's awesome. And I'll bet he had a few on Saturday night. Right. Now, the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. fight ended in a draw. I didn't see it because I didn't pay for it. Did you see it at all or what?
I saw bits and pieces of the highlights. I didn't pay for it either myself. I thought it'd go the way it did by it being declared a draw. And, it was a bit of a... Yeah, what's the word I'm trying to find? It was obviously an exhibition fight in an empty Staples Centre. I think they both agreed not to knock each other out. By all reports, Tyson won the fight, but they called it a draw, so it is what it is, I suppose. But well done to both of them for getting into the ring. That would have been a big payday for them, so it wouldn't have taken too much convincing. But, it is what it is, as I say.
Yeah. A bit of AFL news. Apparently, you were saying off the air, Robert Ould, who used to be in charge of AFL here in Tassie, maybe off to the Bombers?
Yeah, that's the talk at the moment. He might become the Bombers' new footy boss, replacing Dan Richardson. So that would be some sort of coup for the Bombers if they could land Rob Ould. I'm not sure what would be in it for Rob. He's obviously tucked away nicely at the moment, a pretty good job at the AFL, not under too much scrutiny. But if you took that job, we saw the pressure that Dan Richardson was under this year when the Bombers weren't going so well. So, if it was me, I'd be wanting a pretty big paycheck to make the switch. He's obviously well regarded at the AFL as well, so who knows where he could end up there one day. But, it's interesting.
Yeah, well, good luck to him if he's taking a good pay out of that. As you're right, you surely would want to go to the Bombers. They've not had, it's been pretty much a decade of trouble and strife, unfortunately, for the Bombers.
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll see what happens, but it'll be an interesting move, I reckon.
All right. Anything else you got? Because I'm, apart from the F1 yesterday, well, early this morning actually. So Hamilton won the race, but big fireball. Roman Grosjean's car split in half and caught on fire.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the vision yet, incredible. And it takes him a while to emerge from that fireball as well. You worry, but then all of a sudden this figure appears and he hops over the barrier or the fence, whatever was there, and it's incredible how he got out of that. And you don't often see those these days, do you? With the halo they've got in the cars now, you don't often see big fireballs like either in Formula 1 in 2020. So, yeah, incredible, and just lucky to be alive.
All right, looking forward to seeing some vision of that throughout the day. And Wynn News tonight from 6. Thank you, mate. Good on you.
Thanks, Darren.
Okay. See you, mate.